The blind man begs in today's gospel, Lord, that I may see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus shares his sacred heart with us today, sending a Valentine our way. For this, the soldier at Calvary, for this, the celebrant at every Mass, opens Christ's side so that we, like the blind man along the way, may see. See what? To have our eyes open to see the great red Valentine of his crimson, bleeding heart, not pierced with little Cupid's arrows for foolishness, but a heart rather seriously intent on God who is love, truly pierced by love for me. This explains the long, cruel lance Longinus used at Calvary. This explains, too, why we see his heart not on some card or fringed with paper lace, but we see it encircled, as is his mother's, with thorn, sharp, piercing thorn. Last week, Father Larrabee spoke to us well about the use of time. Surely, one of the best ways to use the time God gives us in life is, before anything important looms, not to plunge into activity, helter-skelter, but rather to pause and to pray and to plan. This is the purpose of this short pre-Lenten season of Septuagesima. We ought at least today, as we open our Valentine at Holy Mass, to be thinking about how we can draw closer to his sacred heart, the source of all charity, which he offers to us. And not we, not you, not thou, my soul, alone. No one goes to God all by himself, but to take others too. Think today, then, how does your heart need to change to resemble his heart, which he sends to you in love this morning? How to have your eyes opened, like the blind man, to see as God sees and to love as God loves, no longer in a glass, that means in one of the old mirrors they used in antiquity, which was dark and smoky, but clearly, face to face. Tria ek, we sing about in the epistle today, these three things, and three I have for you today, three thoughts of love. The first is romantic love, and the second, fraternal, and the third, what I think of as forgotten love. It is St. Valentine's Day, and our subdeacon sang St. Paul's great paean to charity. It is read out to our wonder each year. Charity is patient. Charity is kind. And if I should deliver my body to be burned, but I have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Think of thyself, O my soul. Who will ever reach this height of charity? But think today of those, especially in our midst, who are burning with love, overflowing with love, you might say, with love to spare, and would they could lend us a little, whose love has perhaps run cold over the years, but we may be able to help them because we still remember the rules from days of old. Yes, rules. Lest love be run over by lust, and pushed out of the way. Love needs the thrust of the spear and the thud of the nails, whose hammering sings of self-sacrifice, without which, careful, careful, without which, all becomes selfishness and ends in sin. Saint Valentine, bless our young couples with a courtship crafted in charity, whose friendship ring is sanctifying grace, and whose self-denial is the seminary for holy matrimony. Charity. Secondly, we keep today as Holy Face Sunday, and the one thing we all of us have to face up to, as St. Alphonsus reminds us in today's bulletin, we all have our faults, and he who puts up with his brother's faults today will himself have to be put up with tomorrow. And then I put into a little poem, there is so much bad in the best of us, and there is so much good in the worst of us, that it ill behooves any of us to rail at the faults of the rest of us. Charity, whatever else you do this Lent, for God's sake, remember to love the least of his children, so that you can start to see as God sees, and the Valentine of his heart will find some match in your own. The divine image, look at it today if you want to see what lack of charity does. Look at his holy face, I mean. And consider that we have all of us given Jesus a bloodied nose or swollen lips or that black eye by some comment made or some contempt held in our own hearts. And last of all, we call today Quinquagesima, last Sunday before Quadragesima, the 40 days of Lent. Time is limited. I mentioned that 2 weeks ago. How true it is. But love is not meant to be limited. Charity must flow beyond the beloved, beyond the bonds of family and acquaintance, and even beyond the borders of time, into eternity, to help, for charity's sake, all of those who loved in life, perhaps not enough, nor wisely, nor well, and who have died in their sins, or with temporal punishment still due to be paid. This Lent may our eyes be opened and our hearts moved by the church suffering. Suffering most of all, perhaps, from our forgetfulness, the poor souls. Time is limited, yes. Your prayer needs are many, absolutely. So multiply your time and magnify the power of your prayers by opening your eyes to purgatory. You have loved ones there, relatives whom you have neglected. Why shouldn't you see them? This Lent, let us see. See the heart of God and see the misery of the shriveled up, crumpled old Valentine of your own heart. See the horror of sin. See the immense need of all of these souls who crowd around one mass or one prayer, be it ever so short, more than, say, in Haiti, some group of poor earthquake survivors surrounding a truck coming at last with provisions and relief. See that, your neighbor. But then see, too, God. God who is all holy, the immensity of his justice. And then, too, the multitude of men in this world who will die today not good enough for heaven, nor bad enough for hell, whose lives end with their life's work barely begun. When they die, when you die, you will see for an instant the holy face of our Lord. And after you have gazed upon it, then you will willingly, should you be saved, grasp purgatory's fiery valentine of love from your Savior. Sweet, merciful love. And you will voluntarily descend into its flames. The souls in purgatory, look, their love burned too hot, or it chilled too cold in life. Now is their time, beyond time, to get it right. You see that. You are in a position now to help them, as they surely are to help you. Give them, then, give them your alms of masses to be offered, made up of the sacrifices you offer up and the things you do without this Lent. Give them the extra masses you hear and the holy communions you receive and your rosaries and all of your Lenten penances, so that refreshed and revived, they will not forget us. But try it. Try it. Pray for them and see if they don't send you in return, by return post, a valentine from time to time, some answered prayer, some worry banished, some fault conquered. You will see your prayer, Lord, that I may see, will be heard. And so will they, with your help, see his holy face, all beauteous and all bright, the beatific vision. We don't, not yet. We don't see ourselves and our sins and the holy souls and their hunger. We don't see how hateful we can be at times. Nor do we yet see God and his holiness and his will, or even the holy face of his Son, but lately beaten up by me in some poor one of my neighbors. Or that too much love we pour into the wrong person or in the wrong way, or that not enough love that binds up our hearts. We don't see, but we will. And with the help of the holy souls, we will see this Lent. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost.